we are checking in with Ketchikan Youth Initiatives. Joining us from that group, we have Bobby McCreary, Jefferson Berry, and Hero Fifield. And I thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I believe we are going to start off with Hero and Jefferson speaking about the Youth to Work program.
Jeff, Hero. Take it away.
Oh, Jeff.
So the Youth to Work program is youth can come to KYI and we have the paintball field, and they can come and work at the paintball field or at the art shop, which is basically like a little gift shop. And then they have experience, and they can put it down on their resume for when they go out and get another job.
And is there an age range, like a younger age you can be, or it's, what is the age range on that? Does it matter?
We usually target around 14 to, I think, about 24, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 24. It's usually, as long as you're within that range, we'll probably accept you.
Well, and I know because there's certain, like, you know, rules on how old you can be to work. So I'm just kind of wondering about that, but it's somewhere around that. And then do the people who do this get paid? Or is it more an experience thing?
The art shop and the paintball field have two different sort of systems, I guess. At the paintball field, I know what we do is we'll generally give a end-of-the-year kind of bonus at the end. You mostly do it for the community hours, but it's nice to get a small little bonus at the end. Usually not that big, usually maybe only $100.
Okay.
But I'll add, this year we really have a lot of groups coming in, so it's going to be better. And what Hero's talking about is the net revenues come back, the revenue minus the expense, net revenue, then is shared between all the kids that work according to the number of hours they worked. So that's hours to work on the field, it's hours to be working with groups, et cetera.
You might okay, that makes
that.
Sense.
Yeah. You just mostly do it for the community hours, do it for the experience. It's all around fun time.
Okay, and it's so that's community, and that you do that through school, correct? Like you need community service hours.
Oh yeah,
so that's
it's been a big help with community service hours. I get pretty much all my community service hours just from working with KYI. So,
okay, and let's talk a bit about the art shop. What are the tasks? What are the kinds of things people do at the art shop if they work there?
So if you work at the art shop, then you need to learn how to. Like count out the change. You need to learn how to use our square, which is how we, it's our credit card reader that we use, and it's pretty simple. And, the art shop is also, all the art there is all made by youth. So if anybody has any art that they would like to sell, then they can bring it to our art shop and we can put it up, and it's a 60-40%. 40% goes to the artist, I think. 60% goes to the artist.
And 40% to the shop.
Yeah.
And they also gain customer service skills,
mm-hmm.
and all sorts of other things.
Yep.
How has that been? I know when it was opened up, kind of, I don't want to say targeting the tourists, but there are tourists walking by. There's lots of people walking
yes.
by. So how has business been?
It's really good on the sunny days, but because it's right next to the, what's it called, the historic downtown tour or something,
mm-hmm.
and people always walk by it, and then they'll just walk in to see what it is.
So probably business has been good lately.
Yes.
Given all the sunny days. And the art that is there, do you have moments where people come in there to create art, or it's just drop it off and sell it in the store? What is happening at the art shop itself? I mean, are there other things happening there?
Well, sometimes parents come in, and when we tell them that, like, all the art is youth-made, then they're like, oh, my son or my daughter would like to come and create some art.
And Jefferson is being a little humble because he's a very good salesman, and I think he might talk a little bit about the sales part because they also get paid. They don't have to be an artist. They can be a salesperson. And then a little bit about Art Day. You've been gone, so I might add into Art Day, but go about the sales part.
So we have
people who sell.
Yeah, we just have a couple people. It's like me, Blaze, and Dennis. Yeah, Dennis just started working at the art shop. And we just, we always need to have someone at the art shop. And if there's no one there, then we have to turn the open sign off. And no tourists will come in.
And what are the hours of the art shop? When are you open?
Like,
is it varying or?
Well, on Thursdays and Mondays, we have it like noon to 6. Is it noon? Yes.
Actually, Dennis has been coming in around 10.
Oh, okay.
They look at the cruise ship calendar pretty much.
Based on that.
And around mid-afternoon, it dies off. So often there's somebody there for another reason maybe, and so it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Talk about Emma's art.
So Emma Oshima is an artist who moved here from Japan, and she draws anime. And we have a lot of different drawings from her and art. She draws like character impersonations of the plant life here, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
I think I've seen some of her work.
Yeah, she's done a great job. So we're really encouraging people just to come on in with something. I mean, we paint rocks, we have switch plates. I mean, there's almost anything goes. And I think, Jefferson, aren't tourists looking for small things they can put in their suitcases?
Yes.
And, you know, so people would be surprised. I love looking at what Evie Posey did with switch plates. She took switch plates and she took some net and glued it on and painted fish. And I went, that is so cool, you know. So it doesn't have to be expensive or fancy or... It
okay.
can be fun.
And I have to say, I know there are some restrictions for knives, though, like taking them. I don't know about on cruise ships, but definitely if you're flying in a plane.
Oh, switch plates.
Oh, I thought you said switch blades. I was like, my, that's rather. What is a switch plate?
Electric switch plate. Electric
That makes sense. Oh, my gosh, because I thought you said switch blades. I was like, that's an interesting youth activity.
She was being so cool about it.
Okay, there we go. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay,
yeah.
Your light switches. Okay, the little plates around your light switches.
Right.
I think I've seen those around, too.
Yeah,
I think I may have.
Yeah. And we're starting a mural at the Etta King Alley on the Weaver board, on the Weaver side of the Weaver store. So Tuesdays are a day that people just come in. There's some people working on photography. And so Tuesday's art day, but any day is art day. We have lots of supplies.
Okay, and let me talk to you again, Hiro, about the paintball field. What types of tasks and duties do people have out there?
Some of the more major tasks is handling customers as they come and making sure that they get their liabilities waivers signed in, making sure they get their money, as well as all their equipment they need. Probably the next more important job is the referees.
And we sell snacks there, too.
Yeah, we sell snacks. That usually falls on the people who take the money. So they usually do a good job about it. We have the refs. I think that just about covers it. People running back and forth being our little pack mules.
And are there certain times of play, or is it kind of open for a long stretch of time, or are there standard hours?
There are no real standard hours. We usually work based on who makes a reservation. So if you call us, I think you can call Bobby. Bobby has that number.
Mm-hmm.
And you can generally just call us, and we'll usually pick up, get you scheduled, have you come in.
So an example is the Coast Guard came out. One of the ships in town was here 2 weeks longer than they thought they were going to be, and they were getting a little stir-crazy. So they called and said, can we come and play paintball? So they came out yesterday. I think they arrived at 1:30. I think our team didn't get back till town till about 6 because they played after the Coast Guard left. But the group usually is playing for 2.5 hours, and it's $25 a person. And that's how we earn the money to pay the bonuses, which did go as high as over $200 last year. But the fun, not but, and the kids get to play. And I'm really impressed, Hiro, about safety and the role that the team plays with that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the groundwork was really laid out before us, since KYI has been here for a while. a long while, like, what, 8 years or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of the groundwork was already laid out for me when I got there, so it was pretty easy to just kind of move in, take over, and sort of just make sure everything runs smoothly.
Okay, and these are all run by youth, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
I'm the one that helps run most of the paintball stuff, so.
He's the field manager.
Yep.
So people at age 12 and up can actually play at the paintball field, and they can be on the team if they prove themselves ready for that. And in answer to Maria's comment earlier about working, we have the ability to do things not like with construction, but with hands-on, without power tools and things for that younger age. And so, like Hiro mentioned, we really focus on recruiting in the junior high age group so that they can get some work skills and be ready for a job. So this summer, it's August, and I'll bet there's some youth out there that are just hanging out with nothing to do, and they should call 617-5990, and we'll get you on the paintball team if you're interested. We'll do the orientation and get you ready to roll. So you could do that before you go back to school. We really would like some more people on the team, and also the art shop. And we also have an admin shop, so we have people that do bookkeeping and clerical things. So if I'm talking to parents and they want their kids to do something, call us. We'll get them involved and get them up and going. And Hero's here at 8 in the morning, I mean, you know.
Yep.
Learning that responsibility. And I understand also you have been working on, I guess, I don't know, fixing up the building is quite the term, but you do have the youth center on Park Avenue. Has that come together? Are there still things that need to be done?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Maria. We're very excited about forming a new relationship, a new partnership with the residential youth care people. So RYC, and some people know that as the Duckworth House, if that RYC doesn't strike a bell, approached us and has entered into agreement with us to lease the bottom level of the building. And they will be housing an expanded program, working with 17 to 21-year-olds to get them ready to be independent adults. Not housing, but counseling and support. And we're very excited about that because that's not just people at RYC, that's anybody in the community. And they're very excited about being open to the community and out in the community and not just under the RYC house roof kind of idea. Mm-hmm. So part of that partnership deals directly with your question because they have generously agreed to fund $35,000 towards finishing our building and then take it off 3 years of rent at $1,000 a month. So that is extremely exciting. The construction will be starting in a couple of weeks, and we will also have support from KIC with their employment and training program. They'll be paying the young adults that will be working under David Jensen, our contractor. So it's a three-way opportunity, which is great. And then we still have to fund a sprinkler system. Yay, we always hear about that. That's how we have to do it. So we will have an auction event coming up on September 15th at the Arctic Bar, and we'll have more information out, and donations are accepted, and we're very excited. So it's just a whole new energy, excitement, and after 10 years, we'll have the building open this fall. Pretty doggone good.
Okay, and then I also see the skate park has been very active with the sunny weather.
It certainly has, and if you don't mind me saying, small people throwing rocks on the surface of the skate park is not a good idea, and about a week ago, a Coast Guard guy on a skateboard hit one of those small rocks, fell and broke his arm.
Mm.
So I just want to encourage everybody that goes out there to take responsibility if there's little kids running around to just tell them how serious it is when they treat it like a playground instead of a skate park.
And then also for your own safety, before you probably go in there, scout around and make
That's
sure there aren't barriers,
true.
Rocks,
yeah.
and issues
yeah.
in there.
Yes, there are a lot of people there. So it's
very sad.
Good.
All right. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention today?
No, I just think the message is out there. Have people come to KYI. We may have a little bit of time that we're not operating during construction, but you'll hear about us opening up again if that happens. And I like working with people like Jefferson and Hero because they take responsibility. They're great young leaders, and that's what we're all about.
All right, great.
If you want to contact us, don't forget 617-5990.
Great. Thank you all for being here. Jefferson Berry, Hero Fifield, and Bobby McCreary from Ketchikan Youth Initiatives.